Good morning. This is Roy Ulrich with another Daily Inspiration. We've been talking this week about walking in victory with the Lord in our lives, what it means to be strong in the Lord, and walk in the power of His might. We've talked a lot about examples from the Old Testament of men who've been faithful, men who experienced God's grace in their lives, and also men that failed at times too, men of God. But we've seen how God has led men safely through the challenges, the trials, the difficulties that they faced as they obeyed Him, as they walked with Him, as they trusted Him. Some of the key things we talked about was the importance of having a regular communication with God, a regular time of Bible reading, where we meditate on the Word. How do these words apply to my life today, tomorrow, what I'm going through, my family, and on and on. Spending time in prayer with God, meaningful time in prayer, times where we lay a hold of the grace of God by faith, meeting God one-on-one, hearing from Him, and talking to God, communication. Talked about how obedience is essential to being strong in the Lord. Can't be strong in the Lord if we're not going to obey God. Also, if there's hidden sin in our lives, there's no way we can have victory if we have hidden sin in our lives. We talked about Elisha and the difficulty he faced with the Assyrian army and how that God delivered them because he believed in God. Wasn't that he had a special connection with God? But he could be so fearless in the face of such a large enemy because of his faith, his belief in God. In the book of Daniel, in the 3rd chapter, we have another account here of King Nebuchadnezzar, who was king of Babylon. And he made a golden image, and he set this image up, and he had all his cabinet members and all the men of the officials in his government, counselors, all his top men were assembled together, and of course that included the 3 Hebrew young men who were captives, Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. And the king had given very clear instructions that when they heard the music and all the instruments that were being played, as soon as those instruments started playing, everyone was to bow down and worship this golden image that King Nebuchadnezzar had set up. And the threat was that if they didn't do that, they would be cast into a fiery furnace. They would be burned alive. So, the music begins. Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego would not bow down to worship this image. Now think of all the excuses that they could have made. That was really standing out and being quite conspicuous, wasn't it? When everyone else gets down on their faces, on their knees, bowing down to this image, and here are these 3 men standing straight up. They didn't bow down at all. They could have reasoned in their hearts and said, well, you know what, if we bow down, we can just pray to our God. We don't have to pray to this image or whatever. We can at least just pray to our God. We can bow down, you know, but we don't have to pray to this thing. But they didn't reason that way. They understood that by bowing down was giving the appearance that they were worshiping that image, and they were not going to worship that image, period. They had already purposed that in their heart. And so, they find themselves in the presence of King Nebuchadnezzar, and then things get worse. And King Nebuchadnezzar gives them another opportunity, and he says, okay, you young men, I'll give you another opportunity. You can go out there again when the music starts. You men bow down to this thing. But we have in Daniel 3, verse 16, these men answered the king and said, O Nebuchadnezzar, we are not careful to answer thee in this matter. If it be so, our God, whom we serve, is able to deliver us from the burning fiery furnace, and he will deliver us out of thine hand, O king. But if not, be it known unto thee, O king, that we will not serve thy gods, nor worship the golden image which thou hast set up. Here's a testimony of three young men who believed in God. They had an unshakable faith in God, even in the face of a fiery furnace. And King Nebuchadnezzar, if we read the rest of that chapter, he was so angry. His facial features changed, the Bible says. His visage was changed. He was so angry and in such a rage. He had that furnace heated up 7 times hotter than it normally would have been heated up. And the men that actually threw them in perished, burned to death because of the heat. Well, God delivered these three young men in that fiery furnace. God showed himself strong. Why? Because they believed in him. And I believe that God wants to show his power in us and helping us through our battles too. Now, it's true that many of our forefathers burned at the stake because they loved the Lord and believed in him with all their heart too, and they were faithful to him. But that doesn't mean that God was not faithful to them, or that God, or that they didn't believe in God. No, indeed. God just chose in this situation to show himself strong and deliver these young men in this way. But I tell you, when we are faced with challenges and spiritual battles that come our way, God wants to help us and to fight for us. But we have to trust in him. We need to have that faith in him, a living faith that believes that God is going to help me through this situation and fight our battles for us. God wants to do that. Are we going to give him the opportunities to show himself strong in our lives, in the challenges, in the battles, in the temptations, in the trials that we face in life? Are you going to give God the opportunity to show himself strong? Are you walking in obedience to the Word of God? Are you communicating with him? Is all the sin out of your life, or do you have hidden sin in your life? We can't have victory, folks. We're not going to experience God's power in our lives. Or neither will we be strong in the Lord and experience that resurrection power of the Lord coming upon us and giving us victory in our difficulties, in our trials, in our struggles. Let's be like these three young Hebrew men were. They believed in God no matter what. They told the king, listen, even if we die, we're not going to serve your gods or worship the golden image. Now that's kind of faith in God we need to have. I want that kind of faith. We all need to have that kind of faith in God. God bless your day. More tomorrow.